Hi, it's JC with the top five reasons you should watch all the big games at Hooters instead of at home. Number one, our nearly world-famous wings, shaken in your favorite wing sauce. You just can't duplicate that. Two, pitchers of beer served ice-cold at your table so you don't miss any of the action. Three and four, Hooters delicious seafood and sandwiches. And number five, all the food and fun served up by the world-famous Hooters girls, of course. See you at Hooters.
For a new Ford, make it Bill Curry, Tampa Bay's first family of Ford for over 60 years. At Bill Curry, our prices are better than good. They're the best, and they're right up front with our $5,000 best price guarantee. That's right, Bill Curry will meet or beat any Ford dealer's best offer or give you $5,000 cash. Shop our huge selection of new Fords, then get the lowest price, the best price, or we'll give you $5,000 cash. Only at Bill Curry Ford, located on Dale Mabry, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented for the third straight year by Hooters. I was just last Thursday night in the Hillsborough Avenue location of Hooters, where we annually host the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft event. It has gotten bigger every year. The wonderful two young ladies who waited on us from the world-famous Hooters girls, Ty and Camilla, were there, both dressed in very creative Halloween outfits, both very friendly, both asking how the podcasts were going, how the leagues were going. Wonderful ladies. Bobby Pena, one of the managers there, very instrumental in getting us set up in the front part of the restaurant, was there. Bobby still hasn't played in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, but love seeing him at Hooters. There are 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. You can find the one closest to you by going to originalhooters.com for those of you outside the Tampa Bay area. And I thank all of you around the United States and around the world who regularly listen, download, and subscribe to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I think it doesn't take much for you to find where your nearest Hooters location is for football viewing on, say, Monday night, tonight, because I'm recording this at roughly 11 a.m. Eastern time, so there will be no reference to what happened in the Monday night game to close out Week 9 of fantasy between the five-time world champion Dallas Cowboys and the dreaded New York Giants. I love our division. I love the NFC East. People often say to me, how do you have so many friends who are Eagles, Giants, and Redskins fans, like even Gil Alexander, who I make regular appearances with on VSiN, the Vegas Stats and Information Network, every Thursday? And I said, you got to understand, this is the best division in sports. It is untouched. Everyone has won a world championship from this division. Fans of all four teams travel to the other cities in this division annually, regularly, to make trips. This is the best division in sports in terms of what it has always meant beyond just the National Football League. So Cowboys and Giants tonight. Hooters would be a terrific place to watch that, to enjoy some Hooters wings, cold beverages, all served by the world-famous Hooters girls. Thank you, Hooters, for your presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. This is season four of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, but Hooters has been with us for the last three. I guess they kind of needed to see it wasn't a one-off in the first year, and I don't blame them. And Papa John's was there for me for the first year. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, a regular supporter of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Quick note on that, Todd Wright Tour 22 will sell out already this week. It went on sale last Friday, November 1st. It will sell out this week. First come, first serve on buying the tee times. If you would like a single tee time, a twosome, or a foursome in Todd Wright Tour XXII, not only a golf tournament, but a holiday spectacular, December 14th at West Chase Golf Club. $75 per player, that's it. Some of you, for some reason, I don't know why, pay $100, $125, $150, $250. There was some golf tournament a week ago, Monday, at Avila in Tampa, and I know it's Avila, but okay, it's Avila. You paid $750 to play in that, and it basically got you nothing other than the golf course. I offer, say, Black Diamond or Innisbrook, Copperhead, and I offer that for $99. So is your fallback that, oh, well, we're for charity. Well, you're also priced ridiculous. I want to offer value to my golfers in events. $75 at West Chase Golf Club gets you all your tournament fees. Srixon is going to be there letting you try the new Srixon irons and Cleveland wedges as well. Chef Daniel will feed you with what is essentially almost a holiday dinner. Even though it will be served around lunchtime, we're going to get you an on-course lunch box at around 11 a.m., more of a snack from the Better Bird of the Chichio Restaurant Group. For any other questions, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. We will sell out quickly. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com is the email. For 3 years now, I've been answering every email you send. Send them Monday through Saturday. I'm sorry I don't have time to respond to you on Sunday. I have 4 leagues I commission, 3 that I play in, radio shows I appear on, golf tournaments to run, need to go to the gym to try to avoid being a fat ass, and there are actually games to watch so I can do podcasts like this. So I cannot respond to your emails on Sunday. The Sunday night game last night, again, I'm recording this at 11 a.m. on Monday. The Sunday night game last night was a perfect midpoint primetime game for this season. Not just because it was the Patriots and the Ravens, but from a fantasy standpoint. Now, we're technically past the midpoint in fantasy. Week 9, if you set up your league properly, we are past the midpoint of the fantasy regular season. The fantasy regular season should be roughly 13 weeks. It can be 14 if you're only using week 15 and 16 for the playoffs. Under no circumstances should you use anything beyond week 16 in a season-long fantasy league. If you are, you're dumb. Your commissioner's dumb. And you need to fire your commissioner or tell him you don't want to play week 17 anymore. While you're at it, tell him you don't want to play mandatory tight end anymore. And or just all of you owners, leave him and start your own league. You know what you're doing, and I'll help you if you need me to set it up. All right? Do that for next year. But week 9, Ravens and Patriots. Patriots first loss. The Ravens win. The big thing going into this game was, do Lamar Jackson owners play Lamar Jackson against the Patriots defense? I went on Gil Alexander's show on VSiN last Thursday and said, this probably more than any single fantasy matchup is talked about this week for the season, where there was hesitation on the part of the owner of the player to not play that player because of the defense. The Bears defense scaring people away from players, that's going away. That's not really there. And for those that still think it's there, you're making bad decisions. The Latavius Murray game against the Bears a few weeks ago kind of killed all that until further notice, because the Bear offense can't stay on the field long enough to allow the Bear defense, which is not healthy, to play at the level that they were playing last year and at the beginning of this year. So it was whether or not to roll with Lamar Jackson against the Patriots defense and Bill Belichick, or play your backup, or stream a quarterback on waivers instead of one of the highest producing fantasy players. I chose to play Lamar Jackson. Now, what was interesting about this was I own Lamar Jackson in our podcast, Moneyball League. Nobody drafted Lamar Jackson. again, one of the top fantasy performers of the year, was undrafted in our Moneyball Podcast League, which is an 8-team league. Not drafted to be a starter, not drafted to be a backup. That's the only way I got him. Undrafted free agent. Now, a little later, I picked up Kyler Murray. I chose to bench Kyler Murray against the Niners defense instead of benching Lamar Jackson against the Ravens defense. In the end, they both produced. Kyler's points were second half points. I don't want to call all of them garbage points because he actually kept the Cardinals competitive. The Niners didn't pull away in that game the way they did the previous week against the Carolina Panthers. But on that same Moneyball team, I picked up Kenyon Drake prior to him being traded from the Miami Dolphins to the Arizona Cardinals. I wasn't going to start Drake against the Niner defense if I wasn't going to start Murray. Had I started both of them, it's 50 points. So that was a mistake. Playing Lamar Jackson, though, against the Patriots was not. And it goes back to a simple thing that I talk about involving 10 points. If I know I can get a minimum of 10 points out of a fantasy starter, I'll take it. And you know what? You should too. Now, you're going to need more than that across the board in your lineup. I'll talk about that in just a moment. But the point I made on Lamar Jackson was, we know the ball's going to be in his hands. We know John Harbaugh is going to countermove whatever Bill Belichick does and have some new things. And the Ravens hit the ground literally running and put up 17 points. One of those being a rushing touchdown from Lamar Jackson. There was the floor I was looking for. Rushing touchdown worth 6. Then knowing he'll run the ball enough to get me about 40 rushing yards, that's 4 more points, that's 10. In the end, he got 2 rushing touchdowns, 1 throwing touchdown, and with all the yardage factored in, it was about worth 30 points. I think it was about worth, Kyler Murray, I'm merging players now. Kyler Murray had the long 87-yard catch and run. There's a lot that goes with that. But it was almost a push between Jackson and Murray that I both had on the roster. But it was right if you made the move to play Lamar Jackson against the Patriots. Not only did the Ravens win, but you win with the move itself, and I hope you won your fantasy week, which I won't know if I did until after Saquon Barkley's game tonight against the Dallas Cowboys. More on that coming up. Also out of that game, this was a game where the Patriots were trailing the entire time. What did we see that was noteworthy? I saw 2 things that were noteworthy. In his second game with the Patriots, Mohamed Sanu was almost as involved as Julian Edelman, and that's saying a hell of a lot. It wasn't that long ago. The Patriots were a team that used tight ends better than anyone in the NFL. Now, and I know Ben Watson's running around out there at, 75 years old, they don't have any. They don't. Didn't trade for one at the deadline. Gronk's not coming back. They don't have any. Getting Sanu? Was it? He was running a lot of the routes that Edelman runs. Did they get a similar type player? Edelman can throw the ball. Sanu can throw the ball. Did they get another version of Edelman in Mohamed Sanu? Double-digit targets, very productive game. Is that just because the Patriots were trailing? I'd like to think not. But maybe it accelerated the process on Sanu in just his second game in New England. He is worth rostering. If for whatever reason He was on waivers. You got to get him now. I think he's going to be a valuable guy to have for the remainder of the fantasy season. And then there was James White. I often talk about James White as one of the more undervalued fantasy players. This year, I haven't used him very much. And when I have, I've been disappointed, so I don't keep using him. Because the Patriot offense hasn't been even what Tom Brady says they need to be. James White going into week 9 was second in the NFL in receptions for running backs. But the touchdowns weren't there, and the rushing game wasn't there either, which was there last year when about this time of the year, James White was RB6. Well, last night, defensive coordinator Wink Martindale, love that reference to tic-tac-toe, had the Ravens defense treat White like a wide receiver. He was accounted for by a defensive back. No matter where he lined up, he was being treated like a receiver. The counter move from the Patriots was, okay, we're going to run him. And to a lesser extent, it worked. I don't know what that means going forward either, but it was a nice counter move by the Patriots. A little too late to win the game, but it gave James White his best fantasy game of the entire season. So there's three observations from Ravens Patriots. Now let's talk about Devontae Adams. He plays for the first time since what? Week 4, which is when he went down with the turf toe injury. And in the league in which I own him, I'm dead last. I've had a lot of bad luck, including Adam Thielen, who I played, who had one drop and never played again. Goose egg. Zero. The dreaded player goes out there, can't go. Basically the equivalent of what you David Johnson owners experienced 3 weeks earlier. And you're sitting there at 1:30 and you want to hit the reset button on your lineup and you can't do it. And honestly, I think in the future, you should be able to do that in fantasy football. I think you should be able to sub players at halftime. I think that should be an option. It would take the first half injury out. The team can sub for the player. Why can't you? If you have a player on the bench. So wishing I had done this weeks earlier because I had waited, right? If you're a Devontae Adams owner, you had been teased every week, week to week. Is he going to play? 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 And he didn't play. So knowing there was a decent enough chance he was going to play, and I didn't want to wait out whether he was active or inactive for a late afternoon game, late Saturday night, I traded Devontae Adams. I traded him to the first place team in my league. So if this works for the first place team in the league, he plays Adams and Thomas every week going forward. He has, in essence, two of the top three or four wide receivers off the draft board in fantasy football in his starting lineup. So that was attractive to him. The other thing that was attractive to him, he's a Browns fan. He wanted Baker Mayfield. Now, the interesting part of this was I originally drafted Baker Mayfield, but I cut him weeks ago because he stinks, because Freddie Kitchens isn't head coaching material. So I simply told him when we were discussing the trade, I said, you can claim Baker Mayfield on waivers right now. I hope you would still want to make a deal with me. And he said, oh, okay. So he claimed him on waivers. And he said, because of Mayfield's remaining schedule, which I agree, Cleveland's remaining schedule is against a lot of bad defenses. So he was willing to give up Dak Prescott and my choice of Amari Cooper and Tyreek Hill for Davante Adams if I flipped him back a new backup quarterback, which in this case was Josh Allen, who ironically he started yesterday. He didn't start Baker. He started Josh Allen. Good move by him. So for Davante Adams and by throwing in Josh Allen, I brought back Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper. Now I already have Ezekiel Elliott. This violates my rule. For those of you that know me, listen to the podcast and say if you're a fan of a team, don't go over one key player on your favorite team, on your fantasy team, because you can ruin both. If your favorite team has a bad game, it ruins you in fantasy. You can separate your loyalties by not having more than one player on that team. Again, I remind you, in my foundation league where I made this deal and nothing has gone right, I'm 2-6. So that rule is gone. Why not? Besides, the Cowboys go into week 9, the offense producing the most yardage per game in the NFL. I now have the three guys responsible for that going forward. And the Cowboys have already had their bye week. I can play Dak every week. I can play Zeke every week. I can play Cooper every week. Adams still had a bye to go, by the way. And so did Tyreek Hill, which is why I didn't take Tyreek Hill, or I probably would have taken Tyreek Hill. We'll see how it works out. Again, send me your emails to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. In the Moneyball League, in advance, I want to just give a nod to John, who plays in the Moneyball League. I had Marvin Jones Jr. just last week. Picked him up, started him. He was on waivers. I was chasing points from the 4-touchdown game he had the week before. Jones barely touched the ball. I took him out of the lineup and then cut him in favor of a Curtis Samuel matchup that I liked, knowing the Panthers were better than what they played against the 49ers the previous week. Samuel did get me 13, but Marvin Jones blew up. And not only did I not have Marvin Jones in my lineup, my opponent, John, who I believe was dealing with a normal wide receiver on a bye week, like a Michael Thomas type or someone similar, picked up Marvin Jones, played him against me, and even though I got points out of Curtis Samuel, Marvin Jones got more points playing against me than I got from Samuel. It's a -6, and that might end up costing me my Moneyball League game this week. And I already reached out to John and talked to him about it, and I praised him, and I said, that's smart fantasy football that you played against me. Thank you for listening, John, to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and playing in one of our podcast leagues this year. I appreciate your support. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. There are 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you for your football watching pleasure, happy hour, lunch, etc. Go to originalhooters.com to find one of those locations. For those of you around the United States and around the world, do a simple search or just remember where your nearest Hooters location is to enjoy the world-famous Hooters girls serving wings, cold beverages as you watch and follow your fantasy teams on Thursday nights, Sunday nights, Sunday all day, and Monday night. Go Cowboys. And to a lesser extent, go Saquon, because I can still win that game in the, yeah, that's the Moneyball play in Saquon. But not too much Saquon, just enough. But your team still loses to the Cowboys, such as fantasy football. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.